know if you hear that music that it's time for the book interview here on Money Life. The book interview, of course, well, it's our regular big interview time, but it is always about a book that is out now that you can use and look at to learn more about your finances. And today we're talking with Doug Eberhart. He is the author of Illusions of Wealth: Actively Manage Your Investments or Expect Losses in This Volatile Economy. So you know where we're going just from the title, but we're going to go a lot further than that. Now, if you want more information, the website is illusionsofwealth.com, and Doug is on Twitter. He's at Doug Eberhart. It is all linked up at the Money Life Show recent and upcoming guest page if you want more information. Doug Eberhart, welcome to Money Life.
Thanks for having me on, Chuck.
Now, in giving that introduction, what I didn't say is that at one point in your past, you wrote a book called Buy Gold and Silver Safely, a precious metals book. And you've been an investment manager for over three decades. And it's funny because I remember seeing Buy Gold and Silver Safely. And when they said, hey, Doug's got a new book out, do you want to see it? I said, yes. But I thought, okay, we're going to be looking at a book on active management. And what it's really going to be is all about gold and silver. And I have to say, I'm pleasantly surprised because you go in a lot of different directions on active management. Yet active management right now is getting a bad name. Indexes are beating it, and people are trying to at least think, if not act, more passively. So why do you say they must be active now?
Yeah, I believe that mutual fund managers, hedge fund managers, it's proven they can't beat the indexes. So I'm not against index investing at all. And I do think there's a portion of your investments that you can take control of and actively manage with the up and downs of the market. So it doesn't matter if the market's going higher or lower, you can jump on some of these exchange traded funds and play along with the short-term trend. And when I say short-term, I mean typically 2 to 3 days, sometimes longer.
That is more active than most people are used to being. How do they wind up getting to where, you know, there is these days all these things called smart beta and what have you. But what you have always as a potential problem is stupid alpha. Alpha is, hey, what do I add that helps me beat the market? How do we wind up not being stupid alpha?
Well, when it comes to these types of ETFs that are what are called leveraged ETFs, you're right. 100% they're not for everyone. And in fact, if you know nothing about investing, the rest of my book covers those types of investors or new investors even quite well. But when it comes to these types that, again, are leveraged, meaning they're three times, up to three times, what the normal asset would get you. So for gold, it would be three times what the price of gold does. For gold mining stocks, it would be three times up or down what the mining stocks do, the underlying assets. And the way to take advantage of that is you jump on trends, and because these trends, once they get going, and as a moderate investor, you kind of know what a trend is because you're either going up or you're going down with your other investments. It can work as a protection against your long holdings. For example, if you have your long gold, physical gold, you could have the mining stocks as a leverage on the downside and get a little bit of profit that way. But the bottom line with it is if you're up 2-3% in one day, you may want to take profit. If you're up 5-10% in one day, and that's how fast these move, you're definitely taking half off the table and riding the rest up. So because they move fast, if in the beginning of the day, if they're up 2-3%, you can jump on it and ride it up another 5-10%, or keep a stop, and that's the key, if it starts to go against you. And my automatic stop loss is at 2.5%.
Okay. So what we're ultimately saying is have a system, right? Because
Correct. Ultimately
for any investor who's going to try to be more active, if you're active by the seat of your pants, you're going to wind up getting kicked in the seat of your pants by the market. But if you have a system, well, then at least you have something that is pretty much unemotional that allows you to say, let's go follow it. Why this system? How many systems did you try out, or you know, have you used that led you to think this is the one?
Correct in everything there. I have what are called trading rules, and I am constantly updating those trading rules. And those trading rules I did not put in the book. I only put some of them just because they get too technical. And what I try to do is just the number one rule being keeping a stop, because the market's always right and it's only you that are wrong. Most investors who try any type of swing trading or even day trading, they lose because they get too emotional. So what I do is provide these rules. And if you stick with these rules, it works. I myself sometimes go against those rules with my own trading. And I've learned over the years, because I started trading when there was 16ths and 8ths and 1/4 points to scalp before they turned digital. And you can make a lot of money making 100 trades a day, but swing trading for a few days on the leverage ETFs that came out after they switched to digital trading is such a wonderful way to profit in a short amount of time. And there's really nothing else there that I'm aware of like it. And that's why I've developed it over the last year. And now it's something that I'm putting out to the public.
Are there particular places where you think people will wind up being more active and less active? For example, I mentioned your connections with gold and silver and precious metals. Is that a place where you think people can sort of use this system better? Or is this system for you agnostic? And if we hear the political candidate saying something that moves pharma, we're going to be moving in pharma. And if we hear something that moves emerging markets, we'll do that. And if it's gold or silver, we'll do that. How agnostic and specific do you think the system is?
I do believe you have an advantage with gold and silver in that you can follow the dollar, which is typically an inverse relationship to gold and silver. And the miners will move sometimes with the market, sometimes with gold. You have to figure out which one that's going to be. So you have to be a little observant. And I try to give all those other tools that are out there to help with the gold and silver trades especially. Other than that, I'm not tied to anything. I look at market action and I put out a nightly report. I color it green, red, et cetera. I have a weekly trend, a monthly trend, which we try to get more profit out of it. So I'm not tied to anything. But yes, news data in the morning, it will always make these either go with the trade or reverse, and that's where stops come into play. But my number one rule outside of keeping stops is taking profit, because these will move so fast that you want to take the profit and lock it in. And there's a couple ways to do that. One is to sell half and let the rest ride, moving your stops up with what are called trailing stops, or you just simply take the profit because you're very happy with it.
There, for a lot of my audience, if they're looking for a system that would allow them to trade and be more active and do the right things in terms of managing money, they are maybe not looking to be quite as active as you are in this book at your most active. How much is it, you know, we talked about finding a system. How much is it about finding a system, and how much is it about finding a system that works for you? Because I can imagine that this is one of those cases where, like, if you're wicked busy every day, although you've got the stops in, you're going to feel pretty distracted by this. If your life allows you to spend a couple of minutes every day, you're going to probably feel pretty good with this if it's, you know, beginning and end of the day. So how much is it that people need to find the right system, and how much is your system adaptable so that somebody says, wait, you know, I want to spend a couple of hours a day, or I want to spend a couple hours a week, or I want to spend a couple hours a month?
Yeah, very good question. Most of these trades are shorter term, but I will be calling what are called swing trades and send out alerts on those. The swing trades are the ones that I think can be the most popular. But the rest of my book, just call it 95% of my book, is really about helping any type of investor just understand where they are and make them more aware of our monetary system, our economic system, the Federal Reserve system, and the banking system as a basis first. And once you have that understanding, then you can either A, interview financial advisors, and I give a lot of questions to ask before you hire someone, or B, do it yourself, because you could buy an index fund and play the market, but if we have another 2007 to 2009 episode and the market crashes, where's your protection? So I give ideas on actively managing that way as well. And one other thing is when you have a outside-the-box thinking, which I do, I give many different ideas on how to look up, for example, you know, where the government puts their money and follow those trades and those companies. And typically you'll do quite well when you follow the money.
Well, Doug, this has been a really interesting discussion. Like I said, there's a segment of my audience that I know wants to be more active, and I know that your book would be one that could help them sort of find a system that hopefully will work for them. Thanks so much for taking time out to explain it here on Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck.
Doug Eberhart is the author of Illusions of Wealth: Actively Manage Your Investments or Expect Losses in This Volatile Economy. We've got a couple copies that we're going to be giving away, so you got to stay tuned till the end of the show. I have a little contest before we wrap things up today. So if you want a book, you know that you can get it there. But if you want more information about the book, the website is illusionsofwealth.com. And Doug's on Twitter. He's at Doug Eberhart. We just hit the halfway pole on the September 28th edition of Money Life. That means there's lots more to go, so settle back and relax. Don't you dare touch that dial. This is Money Life.